You see, on your journey to becoming everything that then God has intended for you to become, it's very key and it's very imperative that then you watch the people that you keep around your space. You know, you've got to watch the people that have got contact to your space, the people that have got access to your space. Because then the people that have got access to your space also then play quite a major role in determining as to whether you're going to fully become everything that God has intended for you to become. Or then the people that have got access to your space might actually, you know, hinder you from becoming everything that God has intended for you to become. So it's very imperative to take this, you know, issue of association very, very, very seriously, because, you know, it's a matter of, you know, destiny survival or destiny death. You see what I mean? Because the people that you keep around play a very significant role. So the people that you keep around can either help you, you know, believe in the possibility of your dreams, or then they can either limit you, you know, to the possibility of your dream. But then on this journey of life, and for the fact that life has gotten a number of uncertainties, you know, quite a lot of inevitable stuff, it's very key that then you keep a very, you know, very small circle of friends that genuinely mean well for you. So these are the people that are then going to help you process life in a more positive light. You see, also isolation has got a very damaging effect on a man's life. And you see, I say that as long as you're living, life is going to happen to you at some point, and whenever that is going to be, your survival in that time is somewhat dependent on the people that you keep in your space. You see what I mean? If you're then going to keep jerks around, the time that life is going to happen to you, it's 100% certain that that moment is going to be wasted, because then the jerks that you've kept around are probably going to, you know, ask you to do one of the most craziest of things to sort of like medicate the pain, to sort of like medicate whatever it is that then life might have presented to you. But you see, if you keep a people that are, you know, processing life from a positive point of view, at the time that life is going to happen to you, these are the people that are going to help you believe better. You see, these are the people that are going to help you then to, you know, process whatever moment, whatever situation that you're going to be going through at that time in a more positive light. You know, these are people that are going to help you pray, people that are going to help you run to God, you know, people that are going to, you know, help you, you know, process everything in positive light. So this is where now it's very key to sort of like begin to examine, you know, the people that have got access to your space, you know, because you just don't want anybody to have access to your space. People are going to earn the right to be in your space. Not just any gym or jock can just walk in your space and then have access to your vulnerability, you know, have access to your heart space. People are going to earn the right to sit around your table. So it's very imperative that you begin to be very decisive on this aspect of association. You don't have to have a bunch of friends, you know, to feel part of a community. You don't have to have 100 friends to feel, you know, part of a community. You need two people that genuinely, you know, wish the best for you. If you can have two, three, four people that then genuinely support you, two people that are then looking out for the best for you, You're a wealthy person. You have a wealthy community. So it's not about how many people that are in your circle that then determine as to how wealthy you are. You know, you can have 100 jerks, you know what I'm saying? 100 jerks for friends. And that doesn't count for nothing, because then their presence does not even help you become everything that then God has intended you for you to become. But you need people that are going to call you to your purpose, man. People that are going to challenge you to live out your greatness. People that are going to remind you of your potential every day. You know what I'm saying? Every time that you catch up with these people, you feel challenged to become a better person. You feel challenged to seek, you know, the face of God, you know, diligently. You know, you need such a community that helps you to realize your potential, a community that helps you realize your greatness. You know what I'm saying? Because then you see that this community that you constantly keep within your space then translates to you then putting in effort every day to discover your purpose. Because the community that you keep around, these are the people that you're going to be hanging out with almost every day. You're going to be catching up with almost every second, every minute. So that catching up that you're doing every minute, every second, every day, is it translating to you becoming a better person? Is it translating in you believing better? Is it translating in you then believing in the abilities of your potential? You know what I'm saying? Is it translating in you believing in your capabilities? Those are some of the questions that you need to ask. You know, every time I hang out with this dude, how do I feel about myself? Every time I hang out with my friend, how do I feel about my purpose? How do I feel about my relationship with God? You know, every time we chat, am I becoming a better person? Or am I ending up making crazy, nasty decisions? So we're going to start making that honest introspection. You know, beginning to assess the people that are in our spaces. Say, let's start with James. Let's start with Peter. Let's start with Moses. Let's start with him and her, you know. Wait a minute. Every time I chill out with Memory, how am I feeling about myself? Is she making me feel better? Is she making me think better? Is she making me trying to work hard to realize my purpose, to realize and to put to manifestation my potential? Or every time we hang out, I'm just thinking about drugs. I'm just thinking about, you know, Patty and all that kind of stuff. So you begin to assess the reality that then each relation brings to your space or to your life. So man, you need people that are going to help you believe better. You need people that are going to challenge you to become a better person. You need people that are going to then help you break the limit of your family. You need people that are going to help you believe that you can become everything that God has intended for you to become. Those are the people that you need to keep in your space. So not just anybody should have access to your space, man. Not just anybody should have access to your heart space. Not everybody should have access to your vulnerability. People've got to earn the right to be in your space. And their presence in your space should count for something significant. Their presence in your space should count for something, you know, tangibly significant, tangibly valuable. You know, every moment we chill out, I've got to feel better by myself. Every moment with Sheila, I've got to believe better of God. I've got to believe better of my potential. I've got to believe better of my abilities. And if that's the case, that's the one person that you want to keep in your space. So it's not about, you know, having 100 friends in your space. And then I just say, man, I'm so connected. Myself, you know, I know a lot of people. But I've got very few people that have access to my space. Very few people have got access to my vulnerability. And everybody that has got access to my vulnerability, they earn their right. They earn their right to be in my space, to share in my heart space. And these are the people that every time we catch up, I'm always thinking better. Every time we catch up, I'm challenged to believe better. I'm challenged to work hard. I'm challenged to then try to put to work my abilities, my potential, you know, my capabilities. So these are people that are making me a better person, and I want to keep them around. These are the people that I then know that these mean well for me. And you've got to find those people, man. And you've got to be deliberate to water such relations. You want to be very deliberate to honor such relations, because that's a blessing to have four people that mean world for you, that genuinely care for you, that genuinely just want the best for you, that's a blessing, man. And you want to protect that relation. You want to be so deliberate about that relation. You know, you want to be so intentional about maintaining that relation. Because in this time and age, it's not easy to find people that genuinely mean well for us. You know, so if you've got three people, if you've got four people, man, you are blessed. You got to count yourself blessed. You're going to count yourself to be a wealthy person. Because, man, I tell you the truth. There are a lot of jerks for friends out there. You know what I'm saying? Jerks for friends out there. A lot of them. So if you've got 2-3 people that genuinely mean well for you, man, you're blessed. You're blessed, man. And you're gonna protect that relation. And you've gotta be intentional about it. You're gonna water that. You know, relation. You gotta take care of it. Because these are the people that you want to run with on your journey to becoming everything that God has intended for you to become. You know, so you got to watch the company that you keep. You got to watch the people that have got access to your space. Not just anybody can have access to your space, man. If you're going to become everything that God has intended for you to become, not just anybody can have access to your space. Not just any Jim or Jack can have access to your heart space. And not anybody should have access to your vulnerability. People gotta earn the right to have access to your heart space. And I promise you, to become everything that God has intended for you to become, to manifest your potential, to put to work your purpose, you know, and to realize your dreams and your ideas and your vision, you know, you're gonna watch the people that you keep in your space, because they play a very significant role in helping you become everything that God has intended for you to become. So it's about time that we begin to be a bit intentional and do some honest introspection of him and her to find out to whether their relation is actually translating into something that is making you a better person, or it's just, you know, an endless motion, you know what I'm saying, just hanging out, chilling out, and it's not translating into something. Man, we don't have time for that. We want to make sure that every place where we invest our time, it translates for us into becoming better people. The people that are then going to make this world a better place. And man, we've got to be intentional. We've got to be deliberate to watch the people that have got access to our space. Because then that indirectly and directly affects, you know, the outlook of our destiny ultimately. So be intentional about the people that have got access to your space. Begin to do some honest introspection as to whether as who deserves to be in your space and who doesn't. Thank you for taking time to listen to this podcast. If you've not subscribed to the I Believe podcast, go to Apple Podcast, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.